What's up, niggas and niggettes? It's your boy King Sess and Devil, aka Lump here, the nigga with the lump in his head.
Sit your motherfucking ass down.
Philadelphia women are some of the toughest men I know.
Fuck you!
Let's start a petition to free Bill Cosby.
What?
So grandma had to walk.
Bro, shit was the wizardy.
You checked into Lumphead's podcast.
Thank you for tuning into the Lumphead podcast. This episode is going to be a fucking wild one. We talk about El Chapo wife going to jail, Mr. Potato Head going gender neutral, and what we going to do when we get our new stimulus check. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. If you want to support the podcast, you can cash at me at Cash App The Adventure of Lumphead, or join my Patreon, patreon.com/lumphead. To anybody that support or give donations, once I get a little farther along in the episodes, I'll throw your name in the credits and I'll give you a shout out towards the end of the podcast. Thank you for tuning in, and make sure you follow me on Instagram at King Sess and Devil and at Lumphead Rail. Niggas and niggettes, your fucking boy is back. What's up, gang? What's up, gang? What's up, gang? What's up, gang? Go talk your shit, boy.
You already know what it is. Your boy DJ J-So, J-So Guapo in the motherfucking building. What's good?
All right, I'm here with my man DJ Bisexual. You already know.
That
DJ
bullshit.
LGBTQ, DJ Gender Neutral. You know what I'm saying? The number one DJ in the planet. You feel
Don't
me?
Don't let him cap on my name. I am the number one DJ on the planet, though.
he let me go with that lie, but I couldn't use the other lies I just said about him. Get the fuck out of here, bro.
Only the ones that fit.
So how you been, bro? How you been?
I've been all right, bro. You know what I mean? This week, I've been cool. Last week, I ain't gonna lie, I was a little spiraling and shit, man.
What happened? Your boyfriend didn't buy you nothing for Valentine's Day?
You good with that bullshit, man. My Valentine's Day was good. It just, you know what I mean? Sometimes you feel like, you know what I mean? Snapping out on a motherfucker, going ham. And then other times, you just feel like closing yourself in a motherfucking room or something.
So man. Your bipolar was acting up?
Yeah. I was going through post-traumatic trauma, stress, depressed disorder.
Oh, yeah, your period came on the sun. No,
look, see this nigga. No, because
you got a fucking, you got some buns and shit on Valentine's Day. You went on dates and shit. I was in my crib all crying.
Yeah, I got that.
Montana, five finger glove, a Dove beat my shit, bro. Valentine's Day, Pornhub.
Had your Pamela Anderson.
That's what I'm saying. Hannah Montana, I'm in the joint, beating the skin off my shit. You out on a date. Yeah, some fucking love.
Ball, you know, getting bears.
That's
and
what
shit.
I'm saying. Giving bitches hugs
Spinning
and chocolates.
Tickets.
I'm in my crib looking at the mirror. Like, you fat fuck. Why couldn't you do this? I'm in there. You know what I'm saying? Hating myself and shit.
See what happened though. You need to get out off of that motherfucking high horse you on. Hit you an L. Drink you some drink and get you some motherfucking ass.
I got a confession.
What's the confession?
I've been sipping. Oh. No, all right. So look, that's why. Let me get in my week.
All right,
my shit been fucked up, bro. You talking about falling off the horse? I fucked three bitches this week. I fucking was smoking weed. I was doing all this bad shit with my friends. I was doing all this nut shit, bro. I was talking that sober and celibate shit, bro. But man, I was stressed the fuck out. I was getting horny off anything. Like a bitch will smile at me too hard, I'll just nut. The bitch at Wawa passed me a hoagie. I'm just my nipple all hard now. Like I'm just drawn. I was super horny. That shit had me wound up all fucking tight. I'm like, no, I can't do this, bro. I can't fucking do this. So I had to fuck something, bro. I fucked
had to,
three
had, to, had to finally get out the gate.
Yo, 100%. Then the worst part about being celibate and shit, like you lose some of your sex ability. So coming out of retirement, you know, I came out like Kobe. I came out of retirement on some Kobe shit, bro. You know, Kobe came
missing
back with
every shot.
Yeah. Throwing up them bricks. You know how LeBron had that offseason in LA when he just didn't go to the playoffs? That was me. I was fucking bitches. I was
came
nutting.
Back looking bad.
Looking bad. I came back. I was nutting in 2.5 seconds.
He said 2.5.
As soon as dick going in, So the first shorty I fucked, I know she was disappointed. Like, I just knew her. Like, she I was talking all this shit. I'm gonna tear that shit up. I'm gonna eat shit. I'm gonna lick your asshole. I'm gonna demolish the pussy.
Then she just looking at this nigga.
And I'm
like,
talking crazy. As soon as I put that shit in, she's like, she like, you done? I'm like, yeah. She like, damn, what you about to do? Like, what you doing after this? She kicked me right out of her fucking house. Yeah, she kicked me right out of her house. Like, did me fucking dirty, bro. I'm done fast.
You want something to drink? You ready? You need to use the bathroom before you go?
Yeah, you want to wash your hands? Like, she just started saying shit. So it was awkward because I nutted so fast. So I go home. I look in the mirror. I'm embarrassed, but I said, all right, I ain't going out like that again. So I got the second shorty.
Had to bring it again.
Had to bring it again. I came back, you know what I'm saying? Mom, spaghetti. You know how Eminem came back and ate my ass. He did
his push-ups this time.
Yeah, did my push-ups, you know what I'm saying? I said, I ain't losing to Papa Doc. So I go out there. I fucked the other shorty. I got two positions off. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I fucked her from the back and the front. So
he said the back and the front.
But I failed again. So that time, it was like 3 minutes, but you already know what happened. If you start staring at her too hard, I'm looking at her titties all flopping, jiggling, and I just
can't look.
You can't.
You gotta think about other shit. You gotta be like, you know, football, basketball. Damn, what I get from the grocery store yesterday? Damn, wasn't I supposed to pick up some toilet paper? Like, you gotta think of random
this
shit.
This how far I am. I started thinking about shit. That shit made me nut fast. Like, the Eagles won the Super Bowl, and I just now.
No homo.
Look, I'm putting the laugh. No.
He ain't even say pause.
No, pause. Floyd Mayweather. It's like, no. I start thinking about niggas. I just start nutting faster and shit like this. This ain't supposed to work like this. Like, no.
I bet it's good though. You got back in the game. You know what I'm saying? Back in the mix.
Don't get it fucked up. You nutted fast before too though, right?
Yeah. I mean, I do it all the time. I don't care. Fuck.
Oh, that's just normal to you.
Sometimes you just gotta get her out of there.
That should embarrass her.
She'd be like, you're out of here. I'd be like, all right, I'm going to night-night.
Now you just all sleep snoring. She all disappointed.
Just looking at me and shit.
Telling her friends, like, this nigga, he said he's going to do this and that. He not at all quit.
Like, yeah, you gotta tell her you're going to eat her butt and fall asleep.
Yeah, all types of shit. I disappoint a lot of females in my life. I'm just a big disappointment, bro. Just the fucking big
fuck these hoes, bro.
Big facts. Fuck
man
these
power.
Let's get right into this shit. We already
2 minute nuts all year. Let's go.
Oh yeah, you already know we nutting in 2 minutes all year. It's my pledge. Then fuck these hoes. As long as I get my nut, you know what I'm saying. But let's get right into this shit. All right, you already know what I'm about to bring on. I'm upset.
You upset?
Your man came out of retirement and started talking some dumb shit.
Oh man, what happened? What we talking about?
All right, so I'm talking about y'all President Obama. He came out talking about, Obama said he think we should get reparations.
That's
he
lit.
He think it's justified. It's not fucking lit, because he said that shit after he not president no more. He had 8 years to do that shit. That's like your mom telling you now you can go to McDonald's. Nigga, I'm grown now. Like,
I buy McDonald's.
I'll do that shit on
my
own.
I get you.
She can't help you. Like, she can't that's help nutty. You. Like, that's like your mom telling you right now, I'm about to raise your allowance. Nigga, I'm grown as shit. You could have did that 10 years ago. It would have helped.
That's facts.
I'm not trying to hear that shit. I don't like when politicians circle the block to say something or do something. You were the fucking president.
All right, you could have
fucking gave us reparations.
All right, look. So, at least he's saying something, because Bernie not even trying to give his fucking student loan forgiveness.
He said,
like,
Bernie, you mean Joe Biden?
Joe Biden nut ass.
He said, like, Sleepy Joe nut ass. He
can't even try and give his student loan forgiveness. So, at least Obama like, look, man, y'all should give him these reparations, you hear me?
I don't like he pandering, but you know what they is about to give us?
What?
Stimulus part 3, nigga.
You lying.
I swear to God they passed that
bill,
nigga.
Give me a number 3.
They about to give us 1400, nigga.
You lying.
1400. And I'm going,
what happened to the 2 racks?
Man, that's
the
phone, bro.
What happened to 2 racks?
They said, nah, you doing too much.
They said you asking too many questions.
They said, bro, take this. Bro, we not these other countries. I got $1,400 for you right now, bro. I don't care. Your aunt died, argue. You're going to 200. Like, you got a kid. I throw extra little bit of money on there. You
that's
know what I'm
savage.
Saying?
Bro, so we live in the brokest country in the world, dog.
Bro, that's what it fucking seemed like. They giving
that's
us
some broke ass.
They
shit.
Just throwing us like, yo, all right, bro. So far, if we got 1,400, but we got 600, I get another 14.
Said we got 1,400. We got 600.
About, so we didn't even get 5 racks yet.
Bro, we got 1,200.
We got 1,200.
Then we got 600.
Okay,
that's 1,800.
Then we got to get another 14. So we got $7,000.
What? Where this nigga math
come on,
from?
Come on, bro. I'm black.
You're doing
bro.
Alien
come
math.
On, bro. I'm black,
this,
bro. I
this
can't
nigga, this nigga counting integers that's non apparent. All right,
nigga. Now you gonna talk about counting integers. Get the fuck out of here. Nigga, swear he fucking. All right, Bill Nye. Get the fuck out of here. You gonna
Bill
try to
Bill Nye,
me.
The science guy.
Fuck out of here. No, but I'm a.
Chill, that's my uncle, dog. Chill.
When you gonna spend your stimulus on?
I'm gonna spend my stimulus on. I'm gonna buy Tory Lanez a new hairline. Say no. Honestly, bro, y'all probably just get a new car.
You really gonna spend your shit on the wheel?
Yeah, probably just get a new wheel. What the fuck? What am I gonna do with $1,400? What else am I gonna do with it?
Nigga, I'm about to go to List Crawler, Backpage. He said I'm balling, I'm spinning the whole joint. Said I'm already fucking bitch. I'm going there. I need the baddest escort you got.
He about to ball out Rick on the pull.
Yeah, I'm gonna find me a little nice little Spanish mommy. Maybe go to the Asian salon.
I want one Asian, one Spanish.
Everything. Yo, that's what I'm going to do. So I'm going to go in there. I'm going to find an Asian bitch, a Spanish bitch, a black bitch, a pregnant bitch, a white bitch. Just go in there.
You're going to hit them all for $100 a piece?
$100. Yo, I can fuck 14 bitches with my $1,400, bro.
He said, not I much can fuck 14 I can fuck 14 bitches, bitches that's bro.
I can disappoint 14 women in the span of 3 days. This is a record, bro. I mean, women would disappoint. They can be like, damn, bro, you be like, you just nutted fast. And
you
all
gonna
of
be
us,
their favorite client.
Yeah, I am gonna be their favorite client. Like, damn, thing I done
like,
in
you
2 minutes
for an hour.
No, when you so if I nut fast and I pay for an hour, my stimulus, you gotta rub my feet or something when I'm done. You gotta do something else. You gotta braid my hair or something, bitch.
He said, bitch, no, I need my whole hour.
If I spend my whole stimulus on you, you gotta come to my house and just start doing chores and shit. You gotta just do my laundry, son, bitch. I'm getting my $100 worth.
I got some plates in
there. I'm getting my fucking $100 worth. No, that's dope. You're gonna get a car. If on some real shit, I'll probably put that shit back in the studio, get a new lens, get some other shit. But yeah. I don't like that little bit ass money they're giving us. They gotta pay our rent.
It really ain't.
They gotta pay our rent.
Nothing in. Yo, that would be better. Like I would take that over that. That's like let me keep my hard earned money I earn, and then you just pay my rent with that shit.
That's what they do in other countries, like Australia and shit like that. They let everybody stay at home, and they just pay their rent for them. They pay their rent or subsidize the car loan, so you don't have to pay. They'll tell the banks don't collect on this shit.
That's lit.
And that's why them other countries, they got rid of fucking COVID, and us, we gotta go to work.
Well, Obama, you know what? I take that back. That fucking sucks. Fucking reparation. We need our rent paid.
Nah, big fat. The government let us down every chance they get. Like, I don't know why niggas still believe in politicians at all, bro.
Because they still think you have to go vote.
Nah, there's still people saying go vote. Your vote don't fucking count, bro.
I mean, it counts to the Electoral College. Say it don't.
Man, yeah, facts. Into they George Bush your shit out of existence.
You know what?
They said, Al Gore, you thought you won? Psych, nigga. What you talking about? You not president. They said Trump, you thought, nigga.
They said Hillary Clinton, you thought you was president.
Yo, she
psych.
Said, bitch, you thought, nigga. Said, bitch, you guessed it. You was wrong.
The Electoral College be screwing people shit.
They definitely have other motherfuckers
like,
voting for you.
They definitely scammers of the year, like.
Speaking of fucking scammers, we already know who we about to talk about now.
Top scammer of the year.
Yeah, top fucking
Meek Millie.
No, we ain't talking about Meek. We about to go on your man fucking we gonna circle back around Meek. I'm talking about your man 6ix9ine.
6ix9ine.
Master Splinter. You know, every episode, you know, I've been talking about this nigga too fucking long now.
No, that's cause he keep making himself relevant by trolling. He trolled in the biggest ways, you know what I'm saying? Why you leave your man on the ground and go pick your man up?
Yeah. Like, so if y'all know what we talking about, 6ix9ine, he came out back out of retirement. Last week he's beefing with Meek, but this week he decided he's circling back to Old Block, because the first time he went to Old Block and took the picture and Herb and went home, that wasn't enough.
Yeah, he had to jump in the wheel and screwed off real quick.
Yeah, so he decided this week he gonna tell Lil Durk that's why King Von did, that's why your cousin did, Lil Reese you a bitch, yo ain't gonna do nothing to me, aha, all your homies did. That's pretty much what he said about
Lil Reese shit.
He said Lil Reese, you got a gun, but them niggas beat you until you shit on yourself. Why you ain't had your gun then? So look, he on live. This is the bit. I see the shit like this is what spicy him up. He on live with Lil
this
Reese.
This is facts.
Lil Reese, he on live with Lil Reese. Lil Reese pull a gun out. He like, you got all them bullets in your gun because you don't shoot nobody. He said, you got a full clip because you don't never shoot that shit.
You got a full clip and never let go one.
That's what he told him. Then it's like, Lil Reese, if you on a fucking FaceTime with 6ix9ine, why would you pull out a gun on a known informant?
He gonna tell on you.
He gonna tell you shit go left. He gonna be like, Reese Richards pulled out a firearm at 9/11 on the FaceTime. You know he telling.
It was a Friday night.
So do you think 6ix9ine is justified in promoting his album like this, or you think like
none of this shit justified.
Listen, like you said before, rap is like wrestling now.
WrestleMania.
It's WWE, so you gotta. Listen here, brother. When I come to WrestleMania, I'm slamming you.
This is Rap Mania 2021.
So you don't think this shit justified at all?
No, honestly, no. I don't think it's justified, but I think like for the social purposes and it's working. Like you can't deny what worked. You feel me? It works. It works to have, you know, have people talk about you on social media, to have people beefing with you on social media. It gives you great numbers.
But it's one of those situations where I ain't gonna lie, the internet was kind of dead when 6ix9ine went to jail, or whatever. Right. But we feeding a troll, and I don't like that shit. Cause imagine if you Dirk, like if you little Dirk, what you do in this situation? You damn you do, you damn you don't. If you right. say something to 6ix9ine, you feeding this troll. You making people listen to his music. You make people go to his page. But then if you don't say nothing, he talking about your homie dead. You a bitch. I'm gonna smack you. He saying all this shit. So. It's a bad situation.
Yeah. So I mean, you gotta. I think it's like a level to this situation. Like I said, it's WrestleMania. So if it's Rap Mania, you gotta come out with a good kickback that, like how he said, you pulled a gun out on me, but you got all them bullets in it because you don't shoot nobody with it.
You gotta have a catchy phrase back.
You know what I mean? So like, I think for Dirt, it just gotta be quick comebacks. That's not necessarily like.
You got to just play with it, but not be
play
serious.
With it, but not.
But,
you know what I mean?
But it's hard because imagine.
Not indulging.
Imagine your best friend died and nigga talking about, yeah, that's why your homie did. You're not about to. No. Even though it's rap, you're not trying to play no fucking games with nobody, bro.
Not at all. But then at the same time, what you going to do to him?
You can't do nothing, but don't get it fucked up. What I say, if they can kill the president, they can kill 6ix9ine. No matter how many fucking security guards you got, they got JFK to fuck out. They then blew his shit right off. 6ix9ine get his shit blown right off. Then
you just gotta call him Agent 47. Then, you know what I'm saying? You gotta head that bag right.
And niggas gotta give Hitman that money. You know what I'm saying? They gotta deposit them funds. I think 6ix9ine get taken care of.
No, facts. Honestly, anybody can go for the price. You know what I'm saying? That like you just said, if JFK can go, shit. You know what I'm saying?
They can kill the fucking 6ix9ine. Yeah, they can kill the president. But this is my thing. Because now shit getting out of hand, right? They talking about they going to kill his daughter. They going to rape his daughter. And his baby mom mad. But my thing is, you can't be mad. Because when some real gangster shit go on, like MS-13, El Chapo on them niggas, yeah, they'll kill your whole family.
Yeah, your grandmom,
your dog. You wake up, not little woof woof. Like, you wake little woof woof getting fucking, you seen John dog. Wick? They fucking just smoked his fucking, bro, when you fucking with them real killers.
He said, you seen John Wick?
Bro, they got rid of little bulldog. They got young boy the fuck out of here, bro. You know what I'm saying?
That's facts, bro. So, like, honestly, yeah, when you messing with the big dogs, you know what I mean? That's really how it is. You can't expect to go on somebody's page, you know what I mean? Tell them, oh, you should have picked your man up and this and that, or that's why your man checked. And then, you know what I mean? Obviously, they going to say something about your daughter. They going to say something about your family. You got to keep them protected, too. Like,
facts,
it's
not,
the
he
game
not,
he playing. He playing a dangerous game,
he not,
bro.
He not thinking... You're not thinking too smart about the whole situation. I give him, like, on some real shit, no funny shit. I give him a year to live.
No, I mean, that's valid. I mean, no, but people were saying that when he first came out. He's been here. He's been alive for a year.
Because my thing is, I don't think you can keep this in the dead and nothing happened to you. Just off the disrespect, John, like, you keep disrespecting the dead. I feel like you calling that shit on to yourself. You see... Like, even he brought
that's
it
facts.
Up.
That makes
even
sense.
He brought it up. Like, oh, Lil Durk and Von and them was be dissing all these dead people, and they do. And you see what happened to King Von? Look, right. And a lot of Durk homies, like, I don't think you can diss dead motherfuckers. And Durk stayed dissing Duck. King Von stayed dissing Tuka. I don't think you can disrespect the dead and not have to. You're just keeping that shit up.
Yeah,
being.
No. Honestly, it might be like a universal energy thing. I think or it just might be like, niggas just not letting you do that. Like, it's just somebody out there that's like, oh, he think it's sweet, huh?
Yeah, facts.
You know what I'm saying? Skull gangs.
Dude, but my joint is like, too, because I was about to say, we was talking about the other podcast episode.
Yeah.
And this shit being wrestling. It's right. Like now niggas got to act on shit, but they really don't got to act on shit. Like I said with the Meek Mill episode, they feel like Meek got to retaliate, but at the same time, this shit all fake. It's like you got to learn, how can we separate hip-hop from real life, because it seemed like that shit's the same shit. Like the shit 6ix9ine doing, niggas really died behind that. You feel me? Like he said, your homies really dead. Like you really in the gang, your homies really dead. It's like it's wrestling, but this shit real. Like,
see, and that's the difference. I think at some point, and then us as gatekeepers kind of got to control the narrative a little bit too. Like how when we come on these platforms and we talk about these topics, like we can't be like. On our what's his name? You know what I'm saying? Just kind of like piping situations up and blowing them up. it's more or less just bringing a real
You can't be on some academic shit, spicing the shit up.
Exactly, spicing shit up. Just to,
because it's feeding the trolling shit.
Exactly, just to blow your platform up. It's more or less just keeping it G. Like, come on here, like, no, like, that shit corny is wrestling. And if niggas were to respond, it's more or less just to respond so you not looking bad on the socials or you not letting somebody tarnish your brand. But at the same time, it's like, nigga, don't come to me in real life. You know what I'm saying?
No, because my thing is, like I said before, you see, we seen like a lot of niggas die behind this rap shit, whether that be Pop Smoke or like,
I mean, you know, bro, whoever. Even on street shit, like, really just like people like we know, like, you know what I'm saying? If somebody from our side of, you know what I mean, West talking about, oh, we don't bang with them niggas on 60, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
that shit transcend.
But I think it's worse now, because before, when people used to beef, they used to just beef, but now it's like, niggas will beef with you, they'll kill you, then make a song. Like, niggas be all dancing on your grave type shit. And I think that's where 6ix9ine going wrong at.
Yeah.
It's one thing just to beef with it, but he bringing up niggas that really got killed in the field, and he like teasing niggas about it. And I know this rap shit fake, but it's like, I don't know, cause like you heard about the boy, young boy Pop Hunted, whatever boy, the Corvette nigga told. They right. saying spot him, got him, the little dance boy.
They say
he told too, and it's like, it's 6ix9ine told him, people let him rock. It seemed like the spot him, got him boy. Was this song, the little Junebug dance?
Beatbox.
Yeah, whatever. It seemed like they gonna let him rock too. So it's not no real shit. Rap supposed to be real. Ain't no real shit.
And honestly, that kind of brings back, like, and it's funny because nobody would let Pop Hunter live up that situation. Like,
right,
that
live was, down. Yeah, nobody was, let that, him live like, down to him ratting and shit.
That situation, nobody would let that joint blow over. Like, everybody just kept blowing it up, kept bringing it up. Like, right. Even got other rappers involved, like call like on some real gay female shit, calling the rappers, hey, did you know that person you did a song with was ratting on his paperwork? Fact. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's because, real
cause,
gay shit.
Because rap's supposed to be street and people, but at the same time, it's so fake and foo-foo and shit too. Like, it's a lot of fake love, a lot of fake dicky, and it's a lot of like, a lot of shit like that.
So you a fake dicky, you know, beatbox, you know what I'm saying? The beatbox bull.
Yeah, spot him, got him. Yeah, they like
but,
him.
But you won't, somebody from your own city, you won't let pass?
Yeah, they can't let Pop. That's what I'm saying. The shit iffy.
It's goofy.
It's real sometimesy, and they dicky a lot. Just like, all right, so this another joint. This how I know dicky ain't getting out of hand. So, it's a dicky and epidemic.
Reel that shit in.
Dicky and at an all-time high. We got, you know how we got 50,000 deaths from COVID or 100,000 from COVID? We got a million people die a day from dickying. Bobby Smurder came about to come home, right? No, matter of fact, he's home now.
Bobby Smurder home.
Free Bobby, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Just caught a body about a week ago. You already know,
throw the hats up, all that shit.
Throw the hat up and it just disappear and never come back. But so Bobby Smurder home, like the day he was about to come home or the day before he's about to come home, all his songs just went platinum.
Right.
All songs went platinum. His album went platinum. He had all these plaques. And it's like, y'all niggas was not streaming his shit until he was about to come home. It's so much fucking fake love. Then he about to come home. Quavo gonna pick him up and do a photo shoot with him. Niggas gifting him
but
all this money.
Never posted him the whole time. Never posted him.
Never probably put no money on his books. Never called him. That's why I know all this rap shit is fake. Like, can you imagine that, bro? You in jail for 7 years, and then the day you about to get out, I just pick you up and buy you all this shit. You be like, nigga, what? Like,
where you come from?
Where you come from? I'm like, nah, bro, take these pictures with me. Yeah, it's me and my man, Jay. So we out here. And it's my fucking brother.
You,
like,
mind you, barely even know you.
Barely know me, and we never did nothing. You never put money on my books. Don't fucking know. That's why I'm saying this rap shit fake.
Yeah, no, honestly, and I've been telling people this for a minute though. It's about the connections.
All right.
Quavo did that because where has Migos been in the media at?
Facts.
What I'm saying? Migos, what everything was going on with 6ix9ine, was everything going on with these new artists. You got Pooh Shiesty out. You got what's his name? You got we just was talking about Spot 'em, Got 'em. Right. You got Coil Ray. You got all of these artists.
Get them back in the mix. You gotta get your name back in there.
You see what I'm saying? You got all of these artists that's coming out. In order to get yourself back in the mix, you got to be in the media in some way. And what better way to do that than the most trending topic on social media right now? Trending topic is Bobby Smurder. So let me go get next to him.
Yeah, big facts. Then Bobby, he don't even know shit yet. He's so fresh out of jail. They said Bobby Smurder trying to get on Vine right now.
He was trying to lie.
Even the way he take pictures, Vine. You could tell he been in jail so long. He his captions be all these different emojis on like we did when we was young boys.
Yeah,
keep in mind, this nigga was in jail for 7 years, bro. Like, we literally was, this nigga went to jail when I was in high school. Now I'm a grown ass man. I was just starting college. Now I'm college, a grown ass man, bro.
Mm-hmm.
So he almost did 10. But the reason it's fake love, at the same time I fuck with it, because people gave 6ix9ine a lot of love when he came on, even though he told on people.
Right.
So it's only right that Bobby Smurda get a lot of love and shit too for holding his homies down.
Yeah,
and
facts.
Doing some real loyal shit.
He didn't say a word.
Didn't say a word. And he took extra years for his homie, right, so they can get out around the same time. So that's solid shit. Salute to him.
Yeah, definitely salute to Bobby Smurder, man. You already know his gang. Yeah,
you already know. So since you a DJ, but, you know, I had to ask you this. What you really think? I know you mostly focus on Philly and shit, but facts. I always like to ask the guests a question. So what do you think? Who do you think the king of New York is? Because people saying 6ix9ine is. Bobby saying he took that shit and came home. I think it's Pops. I'm just talking about this generation. I ain't talking about the past. I think who ran New York, I think that shit had to be Pop Smoke. So what do you think?
All right, honestly, I think
the king of New York on some music shit.
When he was alive on some music shit, I would say Pop Smoke really had the New York wave running. Because it was funny, because before him, I would have said it was High Bridge.
All right.
You see what I'm saying? And that's how fast this game switch up. But currently, Bobby don't got no music out. I can't really say Bobby the king of New York right now, just because he don't have no music out. He ain't got no music. Shit. So I need to hear what he got. You know what I'm saying? What he been writing in that cell? What he got, you mean, festering down in that gut that he ready to spit them bars? Like, I want to see that monster Bobby come out. So until then, right now, I got to give it to a person that been putting up the numbers. You know what I'm saying? That been in the media, that I frequently see a lot in this Young M.A. You know what I'm saying? And I know it's fucked up. How could she be king of New York? Technically, she's not even a man, but...
I didn't even know, bro. Until you told me that shit earlier, I didn't even know Young and Mabe was from New York, bro.
Yeah, she from Brooklyn, bro. She Brooklyn Mabe. So, and the only reason I say that, like I said, the only reason I say that is, one, she hasn't had a Billboard chart song since, ooh, but yet still streaming multi-millions each month. Bro, each month, this is a person that's putting up the numbers. Not only that, she's in the media, and it's not negative media. Like, she in the media for like accomplishing things, being next to other people that artists like A Boogie with the Hoodie, Don Q. She, like, you see what I'm saying? She making the necessary moves in the city business wise for rap that people that I thought would make the moves would be doing right now. And honestly, I thought it would be like A Boogie or Don Q.
You know why she not the king of New York?
Why you say that?
Because she got that fake beard. You ever seen that little chin patch, a little patch of hair she put on her chin?
Yo,
like,
I
they
never
took some of her pubes and like glued it on her chin, bro. This shit look
she
mad
got a
dumb.
Fake beard.
She got a fake beard. It's like just the bottom chin hair part.
I gotta go look at it.
Yo,
I never noticed.
That shit look goofy, bro.
I never noticed.
That shit look goofy.
He said, no, you can't be the king with a fake beard.
Kings don't wear fake beards. Then it's just like, I'm gonna keep it a bean. Ooh, was hot. And lyrically, she there.
Yeah, she rap. She rap, bro.
She don't got no bangers to me, bro. I got A Boogie over her, bro.
Because
A Boogie had me in the crib.
He had me,
ready to fucking slip my wrist. A Boogie had me like missing bitches from eighth grade, bro. A Boogie used to be having me in the crib, but pouring down tears.
Like, High Bridge had the wave, bro. And honestly, like, I hate to say what I said, but I just got to speak with facts. What's true, what I know and I see. I've seen less and less of A Boogie.
Yeah.
The more that I seen Pop Smoke, the more I seen Favio, the less and less I seen of A Boogie.
No, that's what I'm saying?
The less and less I seen of Don Q. Like, where the hell is Don Q? Nicki Minaj, the last time I heard of Don Q was when Nicki Minaj asked, who was Don Q?
Yeah, he
had the video when he was like, what, bitch, put your ears to the street.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody knew who I am. That was the last time I heard of Don Q.
Yeah, last time I heard of Don Q was when Tory Lanez stole his bars or something. That's like a year or so.
That was around the same time.
He fell. New York hip hop is like real cutthroat. He kind of fell off. Because, matter of fact, since we can give it to a girl who the king of New York is, you already know who I'm giving it to.
Who?
Cardi B. Fuck you.
See, you know I'm rapping with my man Mary Fontaine right now. You know what I'm saying? It's Fontaine gang right now.
Now you start Dickie and I don't even know what that is.
No,
he hopped on the joint and start Dickie and bro.
Dog, it ain't dicky when you actually work with a person. See, that's the difference.
You start dicking.
I actually work with the person. I actually did an interview with the person. I actually played the songs on my station. So guess what, nigga? It's stuck, nigga.
Bro, he not even from New York. What the fuck is you talking?
He from Jersey.
That's not New York, nigga.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Nigga's a whole bridge. Fuck is you talking
it's
about?
A whole bridge.
That's
dude.
Not like, yo, who the king of New York? And you say a nigga from Camden. I mean, who the king of Philly?
No.
And you say a nigga from Camden. Like, nigga, what?
I ain't say he was the king of New York. Don't take that out of context. You said nigga was the king of New York,
bro. He said.
I just said I can't vouch for Cardi B right now for principles.
What principles? Because she was raping niggas? As you talking about?
What? Because she, what?
You didn't hear about that?
Cardi was raping niggas.
So she said back in the day, like she'll make a nigga take her to a hotel like she was gonna fuck him, and then she'll drug him and rob him. You never heard about that?
I never, yo.
Bro, she's like a year
bro,
old. Yeah, she's
that's wild.
And people were talking about, people were trying to cancel her. It was like, she did some Bill Cosby shit. And people was like, yo. If a male would have confessed this shit's so old though. But it's like, if a male confessed that,
yeah.
It would have been over. But yeah, she said she used to, she was like, yeah, come through, fuck me.
Like,
at a hotel.
You gotta see that movie called Hustlers.
It's
a movie called Hustlers, just right. Like that, where these chicks, they strippers.
Mm-hmm.
And they act like they like going home with the dude.
Yeah.
And they give him put the joint in his drink.
Yeah.
And when he all joint drunk all up, they go in his wallet, asking with his card number.
Oh, my mom's
rape.
That's what Cardi B was doing in there.
Yeah, that's foul. That's so, foul. But no, behavior, but
why can't she be the king of New York though?
No, that's I can't vouch for. And she don't write her own music.
Oh, she don't.
You know what I'm saying? The whole Up don't. Stuck song is the writer from the writer, one of the writers on the Up song, used to be part of Mary Fontaine Kent. That's how, you know what I'm saying? He just brought that same flavor over to her. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you right. You can't be the king if you
Come on. If somebody writing your shit. You know, Offset got write credits on some of her stuff. You know what I'm saying? Not all of it. Not to say that Cardi B don't write all her bars, but it's just, if you're going to be the king, you got to be the king.
No, big facts.
I mean, I give her the pop queen in New York. I say she definitely the Latina pop queen in New York. I give her that. Hey, all right, the way.
She can't get a title. New York hip hop been fucking crazy. They definitely on the
yeah, because it's like a flip flop joint. Like I said, before Favi, before Pop, High Bridge was it. High Bridge, the label, had New York running, and
big
then
facts.
Nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Big fact.
I mean, and then like Favi jumped out. Well, obviously Cardi B jumped out the gate.
Oh,
but
Favio, no, he can't. He not. Favio can't really be in a conversation.
No, because Favi just started.
Yeah.
Like Favi brand new. Like Favi ain't even got a Billboard number one yet.
Oh no, big facts. Favi can't be in the joint. But
you see what I'm saying? At least Ooh made the top 10. You see what I'm saying?
But no, that's how you know you, because Lil TJ from New York too, right? He was trying
TJ,
to say,
yeah.
So
TJ.
No, New York on the comeback. Because I remember for a while they said New York was falling the fuck off. You know,
after High Bridge, bro. After High
Bridge,
you know,
this hip hop shit started in New York, so it's kind of crazy.
Hip hop started in Philadelphia.
That's cap.
No, it's not cap. Ask all the hip-hop historians, bro. Hip-hop started in Philadelphia.
It was Black Thought. He invented
listen,
it.
Listen. It started in Philadelphia, and there was a migration between Philadelphia and Jersey in the summer, Atlantic City in the summer. I literally talked to old head Cornbread the Legend, the first graffiti artist in hip-hop history, bro. The nigga that graffiti the side of the Jackson 5 airplane. Nigga, this is real life. He graffitied the side of an elephant in the Philadelphia Zoo, bro.
Okay, Bill Nye,
I'm a real hip hop historian, nigga. Listen, we started right here in Philly.
Listen here. If one molecule goes to their other molecule, that's how you make the nuclear bomb. Like, you get the fuck out of here, dog.
But I do know it's four tenets in hip hop. That's graffiti, that's b-boying, that's MCing and DJing and graffitiing. And b-boying started right here in Philadelphia, bro. And migrated to New York.
Remember you used to pop lock?
Remember,
you was in a dance group, like you was in fucking, you was in NSYNC, you used to do the joint. Talking about you got an ice box where your heart used to be. You used to have the fucking, your chest popping out, the little hand gesture and shit.
You already
nigga.
Know. You don't bitch was loving it.
No, nigga, you was
it's like,
no,
oh, you can dance.
I'm
yeah,
fucking
yeah,
dead.
Bitch, I pop a little something for you real quick.
Oh, I got it. All right. I caught this little joint went viral. One, a celebrity or something tweeted this. He was like, a matter of fact, it was Hitmaker.
Hitmaker? All right.
He said, why y'all bitches want y'all bills paid? Like, real men don't pay bills or something like that. So He pretty much said real men don't pay. I got find the exact quote, but he was saying a man not supposed to pay your bill, you're a bum or something.
No, I agree and disagree.
So all right, so the question is, should you pay your girl bills? I'm just making a simple question. I'm gonna boil it down. What you think?
Yeah, I think you should. If that's your girl, like if y'all together, you know what I'm saying? Especially if it's like wifey type time, y'all live together type situation.
Mm-hmm.
Like yeah, like you should definitely, you know what I'm saying, put that foot forward.
No, this is what he actually said. He said, why do girls think you gotta pay the bill to be the man, to be their man? Let's figure this out.
Right. I mean, like, and my thing is like this. If I'm going to work, I make most of the bread.
Right.
I should pay most of the bills.
Facts. You know what I'm saying?
Obviously, you, as a woman has to have responsibility, just like a man has to have responsibility. That's why if I'm gonna pay all the bills, I expect you to cook all the food. I expect you to wash all the clothes. 100%. I expect you to clean the crib.
100%.
You see what I'm saying? And I also expect you to do outside things like go shopping and buy the necessary replenishing things that need to get replenished.
Make
in the
my
crib.
Ham sandwich. Y'all feel you?
You know what I'm saying? He said, like my ham sandwich.
Make my fucking
nigga,
ham sandwich.
I meant
sandwich.
Like the hand sanitizer or the lotion you need for Pamela Anderson.
What the fuck you talking about?
Pamela Anderson.
No, I agree with you though, because it's like if I'm about to pay all your bills,
right?
I'm about to tell you, like, yo, shorty, I need my dick sucked ASAP. If I'm about to pay all your bills, I'll come home. All the dishes better be fucking done. You better. It's gonna be some 1932 shit. Cause I don't get it fucked up.
No, there ain't no 1930 shit. That's some 2021 shit. That's some real shit.
Cause I'm the type of nigga. I don't mind. Like, it's a lot of bum ass niggas. I'll pay a bitch phone bill. I'll pay a car note. I'll buy her a fucking outfit. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I did it and never thought about it. You want a pair of Uggs, bitch? Which one you want?
It's nothing.
Here go the credit card number. It's no big deal to me. But at the same time,
450 Dior shades.
If I'm doing that, bitch, I better be posting on your Instagram. You better not be talking to other niggas. You better not even fucking dream about another nigga if I'm paying your bills. So just know, if I'm paying your bills, I'm really daddy. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm really dad. I'll be like, yo, come over here. You better come the fuck over here. Like,
no, that's facts. Honestly, and then see that's where females get it fucked up though. Like, they'll want a nigga to pay the bills, but that bitch dirty as shit. And she still got roaches in her shoes and
she
shit.
She wants you to pay the bills, but she's still for the streets. She's like, still on the niggas' hit. Like,
she still got holes in her panties. Like,
yeah, wilding the fuck out.
Like, she still wear the panties with the rainbows and shit on. she got holes in her big toe on her socks and shit. Like, that's the type of Jones. Like, that be the type of Jones that want their bills paid. Like,
or the bummiest bitches.
Yeah,
right?
Like,
you don't even be bitches that's like fly and like you gotta keep them up. They fly.
She got a whole row of mouse shit in the corner of her cabinets. Can you buy some food? No, bitch, the mice gonna eat it before me.
She talking about she want an outfit, but she's sleeping on a blow up bed.
Like, facts. you want $250 Milano sweatsuit, like. Bitch, you wearing white tees.
Yeah,
like,
facts.
Stop playing with me.
Bitch got a Poppy Store t-shirt on and tied in a knot. And she talking about she wants you to cut her a check. Bitch, you want your...
You got the jeans you cut in the shorts from last summer and shit. Like, come on, bro. No, and that be the problem. Like, if you a quality joint, you go to work, you know what I'm saying? You got some type... Even you ain't even got to go to college. But if you got a certification, maybe you learn how to do nails, you learn to trade or something, like... You just have some type of quality to yourself. Yeah, niggas should pay your bills because you earned that.
That's what I'm saying. If you a bad bitch, ain't it's nothing wrong with spending some money on a bad bitch. I feel like, to be
that's
honest,
facts.
Like, people got it's nothing wrong with this shit in my opinion. So a lot of the broke ass niggas was agreeing with them, but if I'm fucking with you or if like if you find the shit, you can get some bread out of me. Like,
the only way I'm not giving you no bread, if you a bum.
Yeah,
you a bum.
Facts.
I'm gonna treat you like a bum.
Facts. I ain't about to upgrade you and shit.
Yeah,
though.
Like this ain't that. This ain't Noah's Ark, bitch.
Speaking of that,
I ain't taking two cows and two cattle.
Speaking of that, fucking, they said El Chapo wife got booked for selling them bricks or something. Now they said she about to go to jail. They ain't paying on PC.
Listen,
she ain't doing none of that shit. They not getting no special treatment.
I just seen that, man.
She fine too.
Listen,
if I can't even say they about to come kill me, bro. I don't know why I just said that.
First of all, El Chapo wife about to get them cheeks cracked. Like, they about to be like, Miss Chapo. Like, they about to be on her.
Bro,
when
they
she
not.
Get in
they
there.
Not about to say nothing to fucking El Chapo
you,
wife and
bro,
going
bro,
there.
Bro, they said she not getting no special treatment. She not getting no public peace
bro,
safety.
The special treatment she El Chapo wife, nigga. They not about to say, bro. The guards gonna be giving her. They gonna be so fucking scared of her husband and what the fucking his gang do. that she getting special treatment. They lying like a motherfucker, bro. They lying like a motherfucker.
She still gonna get, like, on record to say no special treatment, but she's sitting there with her feet up.
She's feet up, watching fucking TV, eating burritos. She got Sprite in there. Like, no. They about to treat her like a fucking queen because her husband's such a fucking gun. They not about to play with Miss Chapo, bro. Like,
that's facts.
They
that's not facts.
About to play with Miss Chapo, bro.
I feel like it's gonna be some of them prisoners in there that don't give a fuck though. They gonna be like, "Hey, Chapo,
bro, they not about to."
The guard not here tonight. You ain't got no help tonight, baby.
Do they get raped in girl jail?
Yeah.
What they do? Rub their coochie on your coochie when you sleep?
Like, no, I'm just saying, bro.
If they put their finger in your butt, like,
what's the joint? Orange is the New Black. Watch that joint.
I watched it. And they was having like consensual sex. I didn't see nobody.
He said it was like consensual sex.
It was like they liked it or something. Like, I don't know.
He said they liked it.
I never heard of a girl being like, "Yeah, and Joe, they made me suck her titty." Like, she poured her titty on, so you better suck it.
That,
like,
would be the bid, bro.
Like, they
give me head now.
Because most girls are bisexual anyway, so like every chick,
they just be rocking with it.
They be rocking with it. Oh yeah, put your titty in my mouth. See, put your my titty in my mouth.
I think this how it happened though. Like, and girl just is a bit like, "Yo, I like you. I like you too." Then instead of just resist.
So a man,
I'm gay now. Like,
so a man Joe is like, "I like you, pussy. You better not touch me. Yeah. You gotta fight for your cheeks." But in girl Joe is like, I like you too.
In reality, they thinking like, "I don't even like that bitch, but fuck it."
Yeah, facts.
This is my girl now.
This is my girl now. She gonna keep me safe. She gonna share her cupcakes with me and shit. Like, you know, girl Joe probably lit. Yeah. Like, they be fucking the shit out of each other, bro. They said she had them bricks out just like her husband. Like, yo,
no, man. Yeah, she gonna be in that joint trapped in. She be like, I got that toothpaste out.
Yeah.
That fresh toothpaste.
I got them soups.
I got them honey buns.
That shit about to be the bed, man.
She gonna be leaving honey buns on people's pillows.
Free Miss Chapo, free Melly. Who else still locked up, man? Free.
Yeah, free. Yo, what's crazy is,
you already know, free Bill Cosby.
It's really controversial. Like, I seen on Twitter, like, half of people are saying, like, free Melly, and other people saying, like, he killed his friends. He need to stay in jail.
So, you don't know what his friend, he probably had bad friends. Them motherfuckers was fake, nigga. Fuck you talking about.
No, that's probably facts, nigga, though. Was fake. Nigga, or what if they was trying to get him hit, and nigga, he found out and got them first?
You don't even know, I be thinking about killing you, nigga. Fuck you talking about. Like,
hey, this on camera. Y'all know who did it.
I got murder on my mind.
Why? Y'all gotta watch this guy, bro.
Nigga, you don't even know.
You say a
nigga.
Lot of pause things too, man.
Yeah, now it's for this pause things, bro.
Make sure y'all check my corpse. Make sure he ain't do no weird stuff too.
All right, so now since you want to bring up pause things, and you know you in the LGBTQ+, they making they said, I don't even know how the fuck to explain this.
What?
It's going to be gender neutral potato head. It's not Mr. Potato Head or Miss Potato Head. It's gender fluent potato head.
So you just potato head.
Yeah. So they said Hasbro, because I got the little article right here. Hasbro has announced that they will be making a huge change to Mr. Potato Head brand by dropping the Mr. The toy will now be known as Potato Head, a gender neutral spin on the spud. According to CNN, Hasbro announced a change to one of its most famous toys to promote inclusion within the brand and allow customers to determine the toy's gender themselves. Culture has evolved. Kids want to be able to represent their own experiences. So this pretty much them saying, yo, we want more money because nobody buy this shit no more. he gay now.
Like, he could be both.
He could be, yeah. First of all, don't assume his gender. He's a fucking potato. Yo, my homie said Toy Story 4 gonna be crazy.
Toy Story 5.
Yeah, Toy Story 5. He got some explaining to do. What he gonna walk up? But they them die, I potato head.
You know what's crazy is the, like, Mr. Potato Head got a wife in Toy Story. He got Miss Potato Head. So, and then they got the aliens as their kids. So
what?
Did they both gonna be potato head?
And who had the baby? Like, this shit, this shit complex. And I hate when they do shit like that, because like, they just doing it. Shit. They, bro, come on. You get it.
They try to be inclusive, but it's like,
no, bro. Sometimes we gotta call bullshit. And I don't care if I get canceled, bro. Y'all going too far with this shit, bro. Like, nobody wanted that. Nobody needed that.
Nah, that's
nobody
fixed.
Kid ever was like, Mr. Potato Head, I want gender neutral potato head. This is non-inclusive. Who fucking kid is saying
this.
That?
I can't do this
Dad,
anymore.
I hate this toy. I just wish
he could wear a dress.
Yeah, I just wish he was they, them, though, I, the, or are. Oh, man, they keep assuming it. No kids. They talking about for kids. I never met a fucking gender neutral kid ever. Like, imagine you have a
that
baby.
That is funny.
And the baby come out, oh, he's gender neutral. Like, he got a big ass dick as a fucking baby boy. Like, come on, bro.
Baby, like, I'm not a boy or a girl.
I'm just in between. No, I see. Now it seems like I'm sorry. Now, because now it seems like I'm being homophobic or whatever.
No.
I'm just saying it's bullshit.
Bro, it's real.
What you were saying about your daughter though?
No, because my daughter, she watched Toy Story all the time, and like she be like she say potato head. Mm-hmm. Like she don't say Mr. Like kids will have their own. They'll have their own name for shit. You get what I'm saying? If a child want to call it Miss Potato Head, he just going to take all of the hat. He going to take the shoes off. He going to put the dress on, put the heels on, and now it's Miss Potato Head. Like, why you got to make it? I mean, yeah, that shit just is extra, yeah.
But I got a real question for you.
What?
How you know your daughter a girl? Did you ask her?
What?
Did you just assume
her genital say so?
Did you just assume her fucking gender, nigga?
I didn't assume. The doctor told me.
Did you ask her pronouns?
She don't even know what the fuck a pronoun is.
You gotta ask her pronouns, bro.
She don't know what a pronoun bro, is.
You, now you gonna just identify her. You gotta let her identify herself, okay?
Nizzy, she's a girl.
She
might be a little gangster, she's
just a gangster girl, bro. You gotta come on. You gotta like they said. You got the kids want to represent their own experiences.
Not kids, my kid. You got me chopped,
bro. She don't know her shit yet. Don't
my kid gonna represent femininity.
Oh, femininity.
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 You know what I'm saying? And being a girl, she like
facts. What's wrong with being a fucking girl?
That's a, nothing.
Nothing.
That's what
what's
saying.
Wrong with being a boy? Nothing.
Like that's what I'm saying. No remix. You're a boy, you're a girl, you're a girl. Just leave. I don't know why. I don't know. I don't get it. I never got it. I never did understand it. You know, shout out to y'all. Y'all do y'all own thing.
Shout out to the gays, the LGBTQ plus
There's no hate.
But sometimes we got called. It's bullshit. It's pandering and people scared to say like, hey, this like, is some on, bullshit.
Toy Story 5, man. They ruined the Toy Story 5 for my daughter, man.
They fucking it up. But it's fucked up. But they'll make all the toy characters gay, all them gender neutral, all them lesbians. But they'll never make that motherfucker black.
Right. Like calling Black Potato Head.
Black Potato Head. Tyrone Head.
Tyrone Head.
Yo,
yeah, son.
That's what I'm saying. They'll gay wash everything, which is fine. Like you can be represented.
Like let's black wash everything. Yeah, but 1 year. Just give us 1 year of making every movie, every TV show just is all black. Niggerish.
And make it like they all eating fried chicken and watermelon. Yeah. Make it have like be a real black experience. Hood.
Like I
some
make
real
it ghetto ratchet.
Shit. Like I want
make him live in a house with 10 people.
Fact.
Sleep on the floor on mattresses.
Make sure he on child support and he don't fuck with his baby mom.
They need roaches in every cabin.
That's what I'm saying. He got to be listening to Meek. It got to be some real shit. And that's what I'm saying. They'll be quick to represent gay experience. It's not and like if you look at the number of gay people, it's not that many gay or trans people compared to like the total number of black people.
Black people in the world.
But you watch
Australia, there's black people. You go to Paris, there's black people. Like even places original, that's supposed to be people. original Eurocentric, there's black people.
A lot
there.
Of the original Asians was black. Like they'll find them on the island.
You can go to Asia and China and see black people.
That's what I'm saying. But this is my
Karate
thing.
Kid, stop playing.
So you do all that. Yeah, you already know Tyrone used to be fucking them up. But no, I say that to say you see all these black people and there's billions of black people. But you turn TV on it, they'll have one black guy on the show, and he usually racially ambiguous. Like he like real light skin. It's never a real black dude, and he's just there to say black shit. Like yo, y'all out of pocket. Like, you going to the club with me, bro? Like, he's just there to say cool black phrases all the time and to die first. Like, I want them to start representing black people right before we get... The gay rights going so far ahead of us.
Yeah, we too ahead of ourselves. Let's get the whole black situation out the way. Let's calm Obama nerves down and maybe get us some type of rent payments every month.
Yeah,
reparations. You know what I'm saying? Let's literally complete the black agenda. Before we approach the LGBTQ agenda,
before we approach
the female agenda, before we approach, we literally need to approach race. Like race is the main thing.
But this how crazy the movements has separated, right? And how far along they are. They get Mr. Potato Head, he gender neutral around, right?
Right.
You get shot in the face by a cop tomorrow, that nigga not about to go to jail. We can't even get cops go to jail for killing us. But they getting fucking special toys and action figures and shit. And you're not allowed to say certain shit. Even at my job now, like they ask you what's your pronouns. They're not allowed to call you a boy or a girl. Like you in your email, like you can select your pronouns and it'll come up because they don't want to misgender nobody, which is fine. But
that's cool.
No, but that's cool. But listen. But listen. when I was growing my hair and I was growing dreadlocks, they told me I had to cut my hair. They told me like I didn't have to cut it, but they recommended because they didn't like the way it looked. So I can't have black hair because your hair will naturally dread.
Right.
But I can say
if you didn't do anything to it,
it'll naturally dread. Yeah. But I'm allowed to say I'm them, they, the, high, R. And if you say something wrong, if you call me a different gender, I can get fired. But I can't grow my fucking natural black hair. That's why I said the black movement is so far behind this shit. It's so far behind this
and
shit, bro.
And I honestly think, I think it's too, like, we worried about the wrong shit, bro. Like, we worried about, you know what I'm saying, poo shiesty season. We worried about...
Yeah, get it back in blood, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we worried about, you know what I mean, the wrong shit. Like, if everybody was really focused on just the progress, you know what I'm saying, just, like, trying to really just make this shit out here. Like, make it out, like, first. Instead of, like, feeling themselves... Buying the new Gucci's, the new Louis, like
preach.
Like, no, I ain't even preaching, bro. Did you go to the mall when these checks and stuff, these income tax and all these checks were coming through?
That shit was sold out.
Them Louis V and the Gucci line.
So you saying we kind of doing that shit to ourselves?
Yeah, we doing too. Like, we overdoing it. We, like, it's cool. Get fresh.
I get fresh. Usually I got, you know, go. I got to tell nigga to shut the fuck up. But it's the end of Black History Month. So it's the
you
last
already
day.
Know we finishing up right. You know what I mean, strong on
Black,
emoji.
It's Black History Month. Let me see if I can find the fucking sound effect. I think it's this one. Let's play it.
Move, bitch, get out my fucking butt. It's Black History.
I had a dream.
Move, bitch, get out my fucking
day. We could get the fuck fresh.
The last
I had a dream one
last
day.
Last one. Shout out Marcus Garvey. Shout out Malcolm X. Shout out Martin Luther King. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the black folks. You already know. But
all right, now let me finish my motherfucker. I have a dream speech. I have a dream one day we all get fresh.
Okay.
I got a dream one day we all going to pull up in a Wraith. I got a dream one day we all going to have $100 million in the bank. And it's all possible, though, but it's all through, you know what I mean, focus, you know what I'm saying, dedication and consistency, man. Stop bullshitting. That's really what y'all need to stop doing. Stop bullshitting.
My man said that. My man.
Put that work in.
My man said a bunch of nothing. Fuck is you talking about?
Oh, man. It's the real, though. It's the real, though. Everything is possible. Anything is possible. You know what I mean? That hard work, dedication. Like, we, bro, it's like 3 a.m. and we in here, we putting in this work.
Yeah, speaking of that. I want to thank everybody that be tuning in my podcast, that be turning in. Without this shit, without niggas supporting my shit, rather that be you coming on as a guest, I appreciate shit, niggas sharing clips.
I couldn't do it, bro.
You said, we built this shit for nothing, and it's the last day of Black History Month. So I want to say, like, if find your purpose. I know I'm a fucking comedian. I say a lot of funny joke shit, and I be playing all day. But find your purpose. Start that business. There's your LLC. Sell them fucking eyelashes. Tell them jokes. If you want to be a DJ, be a DJ. You want to be a fucking boxer, be out here the baby punching niggas in his face like, you know, he a junior boxer. Dude, chase your fucking dreams, man. It's Black History Month. Motherfuckers die for us to be able to live our dreams so we can be able to vote, so we can be able to even make a fucking podcast. So
listen to him preach.
You know what I'm saying? This nigga spitting facts. But
well, Gil be like, right. It's fucking right.
Damn, son, where did you find this?
This is so fire.
No, but real shit, man. Everybody chase your fucking dreams. Keep supporting my shit. You can donate at the Adventures of Lumphead, my Cash App, patreon.com/lumphead. Follow me at King Sussling Devil. Follow me at Lumphead Rouse. Anything you want to say? Any last topic? Any shout outs?
Bro, same thing, man. It's black in the Black History Month, man. Chase your dreams. Go for it, whatever it was, whatever it is that you had, whatever you've been lacking on, whatever you've been bullshitting on. Bro, this is the time to do it. No cap. You know what I'm saying?
Your Ramik said it's easy to become a millionaire in 2021. Mm-hmm. Niggas is sleeping on that shit.
You know what I'm saying? Wake the fuck up.
And I said that to be said. I know these episodes be coming late. And I said in my other podcast, I'm a couple episodes behind. But these motherfuckers going to keep coming. Thank everybody for tuning in. You know what I'm saying? All lives matter. Black lives matter. You already know, boy. We out, dog. Peace.
Congratulations, you made it through Lumphead's podcast.
The more toxic relationship, the better the fucking sex is.
Don't forget to like, subscribe, and drop a comment.
Niggas' baby moms get fucked every day, B.
And follow Lumphead online at King Sessin Devil.
Tying meatball head, having motherfucker you.
This Lumphead motherfucker is out, bitches.
Suck my ass.